How humble are you? We'll talk about it on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. Hello there. Welcome to the Friday edition of the program. My name is Gary Zimak. Glad to have you with me. We've got a good show today. And before I forget, I want to mention that on September the 4th, you're probably getting sick of hearing this, but I realize we have a lot of new listeners. I want to make sure that everyone is aware that on September the 4th, we begin our preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary right here on the program. We will go 33 days straight. So we'll begin on a Sunday because the actual consecration occurs on October the 7th. That's the day that we do it every year. You do it on a number of different days. That's the day I've always done for the past 5 years. So we begin as a result on September the 4th. It's a Sunday. The way it'll work this year is there is no book. There's nothing to purchase. There's no fee. All you need to do is download the podcast or listen from my website, whatever works for you. The program will air every Monday through Friday for 30 minutes in length. It'll probably be loaded up somewhere around 8 p.m. Eastern time, possibly earlier. Saturday and Sunday, they will be 15 minutes in length. So for the duration of this total consecration preparation, we're going to be running right through the weekends. The reason I do 15 minutes on the weekends is because I think it's a lot more realistic for me and for you. I've got some trips coming up, and it's going to be hard to get full 30-minute programs recorded before I go. And I think you could use a little break on the weekends, too. This year, I call it the best of the best. I'm using several different preparation methods. Over the past several years, I've collected a number of them, and I realized that they all have their good points, and they all have some weaknesses. So I thought this would be a good idea this year, and I give the credit to the Holy Spirit to give me this inspiration to do this, to take the best of the best preparation methods, compare them against the guidelines given by St. Louis de Montfort, who popularized this devotion, and come up with daily meditations that will help you to prepare to consecrate your life to Jesus through Mary. And that's exactly what we're going to do. It begins here on September the 4th. I hope you'll be able to join me for it. If you want a reminder, I recommend that you sign up for my email newsletter, and you do that simply by going to followingthetruth.com and submitting your email address, and then you'll get an email back. You click on the link, and then you'll be officially signed up. You'll be officially signed up for any emails that I do send out. Not going to be a lot, but I will be sending one out, I would imagine, next week sometime. Just to remind you that it's starting on September the 4th, and get ready, and it's going to be happening. So I think you're going to enjoy it. I really do. I'm excited about it. I recommend that if you've never done total consecration before, give it a try, see what happens. And I always like to address the fears of anyone who is anxious about doing this. You know, you might have that fear of commitment. What if this isn't good for me? Am I signing my life away? Well, here's what you need to remember. We begin on September the 4th. For 33 days, we prepare. That's all we do. There is no commitment. There is no consecration. There's nothing. You're just listening to meditations. You're going to hear some scripture every day. You're going to hear the word of the Lord every day. There will be some scripture featured every day. That's critical. You need to hear scripture. St. Louis was very big on scripture, especially the Gospels. So we're going to hear a lot from the Gospels. There will also be meditations from any number of different preparation books. You also hear some quotes from St. Louis de Montfort himself. So you're going to be well prepared. You'll have 33 days to prepare. And then on the 34th day, you'll be invited to either make or renew your total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Now, even at that point, if you make your total consecration, and 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, 2 years later, you decide, I don't like this, I want to take it back, that's all you have to do. You can rescind it simply by an act of the will. So even though you're committing the rest of your life to the Blessed Mother's hand so that she could take you to Jesus, which is what you're doing, you could change your mind. I don't know why anybody would want to. I don't know anybody who's ever changed their mind, but you can do that. So I don't want to scare you into thinking you are signing your life away and you can't go back to the way it was. You can go back to the way it was. But I'll tell you, as someone who has gone through it and who has led many people through it, I can't imagine you ever wanting to do that. But until you do it for yourself and give it some time to work, because it won't happen overnight, until you do that, I don't think you're going to really appreciate the full value of total consecration. So if you look at your life and you realize that, yeah, you fall short so many times. You sin when you don't want to sin. You aren't really living up to your baptismal promises, the main one being you won't follow Satan, you'll follow Jesus. Well, every time you sin, guess who you're following, whether you know it or not? You're following the devil. If you look at that, and you look at this devotion, which is fully approved by the church, this was a big favorite of St. John Paul II. It was a big favorite of St. Louis de Montfort, I'm sorry. It is a favorite of blessed soon-to-be St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. It was a favorite devotion of St. Maximilian Kolbe. I mean, these are good people. If these people liked this devotion and felt that it helped them, don't you think it's worth a try? This is something that helps you to grow closer to Jesus. And if you're like me, if you're tired of sinning and doing the wrong thing, if you're tired of sinning and doing the wrong thing and you want to improve, here's your answer. Give this a try. I think you're going to be very impressed. I really do. And that's the reason I spend so much time doing it every fall. So I hope to have you with me. If you have any questions, you let me know. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. People are asking me, what do I do? How do I get ready? You don't have to do anything. Listen to the program if you want. That would be great. I'd love to have you along. We'll talk about it a little bit more. I did a preliminary show. You could find it on my website, followingthetruth.com, right at the blog. You could see a link to it. What is total consecration? Why does it matter? You can listen to that program. You may have heard it already. In the meantime, sit back and get ready, because we're going to start in a few weeks, and it's going to be powerful. All right, on today's program, every Friday, what I like to do is look at the Mass readings for the upcoming Sunday, and we will do that today. They're all about humility, and you know, humility is one of those things that can be a challenging topic. It's hard to be humble, isn't it? Especially when we're right. It's very difficult to be humble when we think we're right or we think we're better than somebody. But it's critical. You're not going to get to heaven unless you learn to be humble. And with the Lord's help, that is possible. But I want to do something else today also. There's a gospel for tomorrow's Mass, for Saturday's daily Mass, that is one of my favorites, and I don't want to let it go by without reading it. So you're going to get a lot of scripture in the program today. I really want you to hear this gospel because it is such a critical message. There's such a critical message contained in this gospel, one that I always like to emphasize. And I want to make sure, in case you don't get to daily Mass on Saturday, I want to make sure you hear this. So we are going to read tomorrow's gospel, Saturday's gospel, in addition to doing the Mass readings for Sunday. All right, so we're going to do that right after we finish with our prayer. So why don't we pray, and then we'll get right into it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. You have blessed us in so many ways. We are very grateful for your love, for your mercy, for the fact that you're always available. Whenever we need you, we know we can turn to you. We know you'll never let us down. We know that anything that happens to us is somehow an expression of your love. So Father, for that, for all of these things, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you to bless us, and to bless our families, and to please help anyone who is struggling with illness, anybody who is dealing with anxiety, anybody who is lonely, anybody who is on the verge of despair, anybody who's dealing with financial difficulties, battling addiction, facing religious persecution, or dealing with weather-related problems. And we especially want to lift up our brothers and sisters in Italy. So many of them were devastated with the recent earthquake. So Father, we ask you to have mercy on the souls of those who died, and also comfort the grieving families and anybody dealing with the effects of the earthquakes and the floods in Louisiana as well. We ask you to have mercy on all of these individuals. Father, we give you our own personal problems, whatever they may be. I give you this program. I ask you to take it over for me, to speak through me, to guide my words, so that they can be in union with the message that you wish for us to have today. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive and willing to act on your message. Please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations, and please put an end to abortion. We ask for peace in the world, and we ask for all these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, thank you again for praying with me. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Gary Zimak. We do this show on Blog Talk Radio. You can also listen to the podcast on TuneIn Radio or iTunes. It's going to be free of charge, no matter where you listen to it. And the reason I'm able to do that is because of your generosity. I thank you for your support, your financial support, for your prayers, for the fact that you're letting other people know about this show, so you let them know that it exists. Because of your generosity, I'm able to provide this program free of charge. And I would ask you, if you like the work that I do, please consider, if you haven't done so, making a donation to my work to keep this program operational and to keep my full-time ministry operational. You could do that by visiting followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Donate tab. And what you can either do is become a monthly sponsor, and I thank you for the many monthly sponsors I have. I really need additional monthly sponsors, so if you're able to do that, please consider it. I also thank you for the many one-time donations that I've been receiving. And I'm very touched by that. And I would ask you, if you haven't done that, and you would like to see my work continue, and you feel it would be worthwhile, I would greatly appreciate you doing that. And I thank you in advance. Also remember, your purchases from the Amazon link and the Mystic Monk Coffee link from followingthetruth.com, they help me as well financially. So thank you for that. Okay, let's do what I said. I want to take a look at the gospel from tomorrow's Mass. This is Matthew's Gospel, Chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Let me read it, and then I'm going to hit you with the message. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of these servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward bringing the additional 5. He said, Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy. Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy. Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant, and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back. His master said to him in reply, You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant, and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank, so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him, and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Now this is a tough gospel. We are currently in a string of really tough and challenging gospel messages from Jesus for the past few days. One point is clear, and that's why I want to make sure that we talk about it on today's program. You've been given talents. Don't say you haven't. You have some sort of talent that can be used to help build up the kingdom of God. What are you doing with that talent? Now, you may say, I'm afraid. I'm not a good evangelist. What if it doesn't work? What if I have to leave my comfort zone and somebody gets mad at me? What if I fall flat on my face and I'm just a complete mess when I try to evangelize or share the good news? That fear is the same thing that stopped this gentleman from investing the talents, which was a sum of money given to him by his master. He was afraid. So what he did was bury the money in the ground, while his fellow servants went out and invested the money. When the master came back, they gave the master the original sum plus the interest. The guy who was scared, what did he do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything. That's the problem. Jesus has talked to us in the past few days about one day we will be judged. We do not know when that will be. You don't know when you're dying, or you don't know when the end of the world will be. None of us do. Instead of trying to figure out when you'll die or when the world will come to an end, whichever will come first, instead of trying to figure it out, treat each day as if it's your last. And take those talents that the Lord gave you. You know, it could be very simple. It could be something very simple. You're listening to this show. Obviously, you have an interest in growing closer to the Lord, or you wouldn't be listening to this show. There are people out there that need you. Please, please, please don't bury your talent in the ground. Because one day, and I don't know when that day is, it might be today, it might be tomorrow, one day you're going to have to give an account to the Lord for how you lived your life, for how you treated or what you did with those talents that you were given. Don't make the mistake of burying them in the ground. I feel really passionately about this, and I wanted to share this with you because you do have talents, and the world needs you. The world needs you. You might not be called to do what I do and travel around the country spreading the good news. You might not be comfortable speaking in front of audiences. You might not feel that you can write a book. That's okay. You don't have to. But you need to do something. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and let you know what you should do. You're not going to be judged on whether or not you're successful. You're going to be judged on what you did and where your heart was. If you love Jesus, then he wants you to show that love. It's not just a matter of telling him you love him. He wants you to do something. He's asking us to help advance the kingdom of God on earth. He's letting us share in his mission. Are you ready to do that? Anyway, I wanted to read that. And again, I know it's a tough gospel, but it's one that you need to hear. You know, Gary, your buddy, I like to give it to you straight because I don't want to be responsible for not telling you what you need to hear. I've been given this great opportunity to do this show, to speak publicly, to write. I've got to be honest. I really do. And that's why I tell that to you. Okay, let's look at the Mass readings for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. They're all about humility. And let's get right to them. The first reading is from the book of Sirach, beginning in chapter 3. My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are. Excuse me, and you will find favor with God. What is too sublime for you, seek not. Into things beyond your strength, search not. The mind of a sage appreciates proverbs, and an attentive ear is the joy of the wise. Water quenches a flaming fire, and alms atone for sins. We need to humble ourselves and recognize, let's talk about humility. Humility is not thinking poorly of yourself. Humility is not saying, I'm such a loser, I don't have any talents, I have no gifts, I'm so inadequate. That's not humility. Humility is looking at yourself and seeing yourself as God sees you, recognizing the fact that without the Lord, you can do nothing, which is a true fact. Without the Lord's help, you can't do anything. You hear a lot of talk about being a self-made man or being a success or believing in yourself. Without the Lord's help, none of us would be able to achieve anything. It doesn't mean we don't have talents, but what we need to do is always remember that our talents and any success that we have comes from the Lord. So we definitely want to give him the credit for this. That's what humility is. The psalm is God in your goodness, Psalm 68, you have made a home for the poor. The just rejoice and exult before God. They are glad and rejoice. Sing to God. Chant praise to his name, whose name is the Lord. The father of orphans and the defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God gives a home to the forsaken. He leads forth prisoners to prosperity. A bountiful rain you showered down, O God, upon your inheritance. You restored the land when it languished. Your flock settled in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided it for the needy. God gives a home to the forsaken. God loves and helps the poor. Who's the poor? The poor is us. We're poor because we can't do anything without the help of the Lord. If you start to forget that, you're going to be in trouble. And see, this is what I tend to forget sometimes, and the Lord has to slap me around a little bit. I'm the type of person that can get a little cocky. And when things start going my way, I have a tendency, and I've been working on this and it's gotten better, I have a tendency to forget how much I need the Lord. And he's got a really nice way of reminding me. Sometimes it's gentle, sometimes it's not so gentle. That's fine. Because I realize that I can't get to heaven unless I acknowledge how much I'm dependent upon the Lord. And I want that. I want to get to heaven. I really, really do. So continue to depend on him and realize that you can do nothing without him. It doesn't mean you don't have gifts. Those gifts were given to you by him. The second reading is a letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, beginning in verse 18. Brothers and sisters, you have not approached that which could be touched with a blazing, could be touched in a blazing fire and gloomy darkness, and storm and a trumpet blast, and a voice speaking words, such that those who heard begged that no message be further addressed to them. No, you have approached Mount Zion, and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels in festal gathering, and the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and God the judge of all, and the spirits of the just made perfect, and Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. We are very blessed to be part of God's kingdom. We are in a very gifted position because we are part of the kingdom of God and we are members of his church. We are members of the mystical body of Christ. I mean, this is an incredible privilege that we have. So let's remember that if we want to really encounter the Lord and really find him, as we should all do, We do that through the church. And acknowledging that dependence that we have on our Lord helps us and gives us strength, because we realize that all these things that we are trying to do, you know, it's like that parable, the talents thing. You might not feel adequate. Well, it's true. You're not adequate. You can't do it by yourself. But nobody's asking you to do it by yourself. With God, all things are possible. He's not going to let you down. He is with you. Just remember that. And you can really do all things in Him who strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. That's an important verse. Nobody's asking you to do anything by yourself. You want humility? You want truth? Yeah, you can't do anything. Great. That's okay. The Lord doesn't care. Look at the apostles. Look at the people throughout history that God has chosen to do some very special things for Him. You can look throughout the Old Testament. What was special about Abraham? What was special about Moses? What was special about any of the prophets? Jeremiah, Isaiah, Elijah. By themselves, they couldn't do anything. But with the Lord, they could do incredible things because He would use them and help them. The gospel is from Luke chapter 14, beginning in verse 1, going up through verse 14. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing Him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you're invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him. And the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you're invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." We are called in life to share the good news with all of those around us. That audience will be different for you than it will be for me. You've got people around you. You've got your family. You've got your coworkers. You've got your fellow students. You've got the people you run into in the store. You've got your friends. They need to hear the good news. Sometimes we will look down on people and say, "I'm better than that person. I'm not going to waste my breath." Do you ever do that? You know, I tried to reach out to this guy. He wasn't nice to me. I'm not going to waste my time. Guess what? God loves that person. God loves that person as much as He loves you. And I don't care who that person is. He loves them. Don't ever make the mistake of feeling superior to someone who might have an attitude. They might be a cafeteria Catholic, right? Those of us who really love our Catholic faith, we get really bent out of shape with the cafeteria Catholics. Well, guess what? A lot of really good, loyal Catholics who love Jesus Christ started out as cafeteria Catholics. Please don't write anybody off. Don't write anybody off. The Lord wants everybody to be saved. The Lord wants everybody to make it to heaven. Jesus didn't think of Himself as being better than the people He came to save. That's why He became human. Read Philippians chapter 2, and you'll see the humility exhibited by Jesus. Humility, humility, humility. It is critical. So let's work on that, okay? Pray for humility. I've got to go. In the meantime, I want you to have a wonderful weekend. God willing, we'll see you back on Monday. If you have any questions, Gary at followingthetruth.com is my email address. See you next time. God bless you.